I'm from the northern region of Western Australia, and I would say the war is being won. We've got very low seed banks despite the fact that we've got very high levels of resistance.
Is herbicide resistance spreading or contracting in terms of the amount of area and cropland across the country that it's affecting?
Yeah, herbicide resistance is basically getting worse everywhere. There is a number of surveys around the country that are all showing that, and these surveys have been done over a period of time. And yeah, we're finding that, as you'd expect, as we use more and more herbicides and we continuous crop more and more, that herbicide resistance is getting worse, particularly in weeds like ryegrass and wild radish and wild oats.
And what's the impact on that for farmers in terms of the crops that they're delivering at the end of the year?
It's a big challenge to continuous cropping. Most farmers are still managing to keep continuous cropping with herbicides, but they have a background of weeds every year and they're just never really getting on top of the problem. So, look, at the moment, I would say that most people are managing to keep on top of weeds enough to keep cropping, but they certainly see, you know, resistance getting worse and it also being a bigger challenge into the future.
You talk about five tools to manage herbicide resistance and the weed seed bank. Can you briefly run over those?
The five things that I suggest that we need to stack, and that what I've seen, and it works in Western Australia, firstly is the double knock to preserve glyphosate. Secondly is to mix and rotate herbicides. We've done a good job of spreading the message of herbicide rotation, but we haven't talked enough about mixing. Mixing herbicides at full rates is a really good way of buying extra shots. Crop competition is extremely important. In a lot of cases, we've got worst case scenario for crop competition. We've got wide rows, low seeding rates, north-south sowing, and we have uncompetitive cultivars. That's worst case scenario. We can do better than that, and we can adopt crop competition and halve our weed seed set. Stopping seed set with crop topping or spraying under canola swathing is another one. And then the big one is harvest weed seed control. So to use one of the six harvest weed seed control tools at the end of harvest to remove weed seeds from the paddock.
These tools are out there, the knowledge is public. So why is herbicide resistance spreading still?
It's much harder to do these things than it is to just spray herbicides. So growers, you know, it's human nature that we do what we know and we keep going. It's like you and I with our health. We probably have things we could improve in our health. The research is out there. We're constantly being told, but we don't necessarily take it all up. Farmers are the same. They're constantly being told they've got to do this and that, and there's a whole raft of other things on their plate as well, fungicides and, you know, seeding varieties and so on. So, look, it is a slow-turning wheel, but what I find is that eventually farmers get to the point where they just say, enough is enough. I have to do something about this seed bank. Once they have that attitude shift and they start implementing some of these tactics and get aggressive, they start having a win.
And just finally, are the things, the five tools that you've talked about, are they more expensive than just spraying herbicides?
They can be and they can't be. So adding these tools can cost you money, but one of the examples I'm going to give is a farmer who just thought, right, how much weed control can I get for free? And so what he did was he bought a new farm which had previously been pasture. He went in there with east-west sowing, that's free. He went in with 7-inch row spacing. That's better than free because narrow row spacing yields more than wide row spacing and it gives good crop competition. And he did what's called chaff lining, where he just puts just the chaff fraction in a narrow row behind his header and lets it rot. And that's very, very cheap, almost free. So yes, there are lots of expensive tools, but there are things that growers can do that don't have to add a lot of cost.